Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 7th of July, recording at 7:11 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, now, one of the features on the website today, as I've been speculating as to what the hedge funds were actually doing with their money. You know, a decade or two ago, really, the hedge funds didn't matter very much. But today they're a big force in the market. They swing funds fairly actively. It's a relatively close-knit community, and therefore they're often talking about and doing the same things at the same times, and they often have some of the same advisors. Okay. My judgment on this is, you know, it would be based on charts, and one of the interesting phenomena in terms of all markets in recent years has been the amount of liquidity that's been sloshing around in the system, and that liquidity will on occasion be the rising tide that lifts all boats, but more often than not there'll be rotational swings, and certain markets will come into fashion, and then they will get a momentum play, and then that'll end, and the money will go somewhere else. Now, this is unnerving for long-term investors because it tends to lead to some volatile, choppy action. It's meat and drink to some of the traders, provided they can spot the turns on the charts. The big question is we don't know how long a move is going to last, although, again, the charts should help us here as well. You know my stance. I like to be a medium to longer term investor, but more importantly, I want to try to deal with the reality that the markets provide. Now, if the markets are pretty much in trading ranges and are very nervous, and with sort of offsetting bulls and bears, that's what's going to produce a trading range, then I'm going to have to either stand aside or adjust my tactics. And what I do is partially stand aside, but then I want to look at some of the opportunities that exist in the trading range market environment, although those are higher risk always than when we get those lovely trending periods. And you can be absolutely certain that as we watch the markets year in, year out, that there will be periods where there are wonderful, consistent, rhythmic trends up or down. And eventually and inevitably these will give way to the more nightmarish, whipsaw, choppy, nervous, ranging market conditions that we've seen this year. Okay, but what about that some of that hedge fund activity? And my hunch, as you've seen in the comment, or if you've had a chance to see the comment, is that people are buying back some of the best winners of last year, having really jumped out of those positions during the first 6 months of the year. I'm going to take the headphones off for a second to cough. Okay, so what will that actually mean? And we've seen, just literally in the last fortnight or so, we've seen a pickup in demand coming into some of these emerging Asian markets, which I like and have commented on today, but I like them only for a technical rally. Well, put it in perspective, I like them very much for long term. In the current environment, I only like them for a technical rally. In other words, I think we could easily see at least the underside of the top formations retested, provided Wall Street doesn't unravel too rapidly. And that would be an opportunity to lighten positions once again, in my view. And they're also going and buying a number of the metals, the supply and elasticity trades. That's where I have my biggest positions. You know my view on this, that supply and elasticity remains the investment theme of the year, and perhaps beyond. And we had a good day here in some of these supply and elasticity trades, helped by, of course, the softer dollar. Hedge funds are going reselling the dollar. But gold currently trading up $9.75 today at 402.50. That's nearly a 2.5% gain. And then we've got well, palladium didn't do all that well, but up 485, 225.90. Silver 412.5 on the September contract was as high as see 612 and a half, I should say, was as high as 616. And oh, by the way, I forgot to put this on the website, but this rally enabled me to take another baby steps profit on my silver position. You know, I've been trading this on the baby steps basis all along. Well, really, since I started this in April. And I restarted accumulating silver in April. And I sold some September silver today at $6.10. Now, they've widened the spread to 4 cents, and it had to get to 6.12 on the spread bet system for me to get the 6.10, and that was against my purchase at 5.82 on the 7th of July. You remember I mentioned that I'd put in bids at 5.80, 5.70, 5.60, 5.50. I wasn't even sure that I'd bought that at 5.80. I checked the account today to see where my positions were and saw it in there on that purchase of the on the 7th. I mentioned that I had the bids in the market. I'm not sure that I mentioned that I'd actually filled one of those on the 7th. But at any rate, I've still got a substantial silver short position despite some of the profit taking that's occurred. Now, what else? Also, looking at, I might as well go back to my theme of what the hedge funds are doing, but I think I've pretty well covered that here today. So it's Asian emerging markets, and some of them were holding around waiting for Wall Street to break upwards and some of the European indices to break up out of those trading ranges. They fell back instead. At least for the time being, and so that money's going elsewhere, as I say, going into emerging Asia, going back into metals. Orange juice has been a punting favorite in recent weeks, although that'll be a small position overall for the hedge funds, and I think they're being quite aggressive in the metals once again, as I have mentioned. Now, the other points to mention in here, looking at this, is take stock markets. Well, they've had a few nervous days here, but again, the Asian markets continue to be firm generally, and we've seen European markets. They was a little bit mixed in here today, but Wall Street's near the highs of the day. It's not up a whole lot, but we've got 35 on the Dow, 475 on the S&P, and 885 on the NASDAQ index. I've still got a number of short positions out there, as you know. But I've also got some longs, including in mining shares, such as the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, which is up again today, and Newmont Mining. And that's, let me just check on that today. It was certainly, this is having a very good day, up $1.51 as I speak. The rise was a bit muted because Wall Street was soft, but this looks good. This is broken up out of a little bit of a trading range, and I can see that certainly going higher in here right now. But in terms of Wall Street overall and the European markets, the downward dynamics that we saw from Thursday onwards and that persistent little sell-off have created a bit of a short-term oversold condition, and it was certainly influenced by resistance near the upper boundaries, then the oil price rise, and oil was down in here today, so that's helped the rally. But I stick to my guns on this, that we've got limited upside in the Western markets, and that we're more likely to get just continued ranging and eventually, sooner or later, a bigger sell-off. Now, elsewhere, bond markets. Now, I'm having another renewed look at these. I'm wondering if I should be going in and maybe starting to reopen some shorts. I'd probably go for the JGBs first. Their rally's been really rather modest. The overall pattern's extremely bearish. Remember, I I've taken several profits in JGBs, which I've been shorting since I started sometime, I think just shortly after the peak in for bond markets in June of last year. And last time around, I took the profit a little bit too early on the JGBs, but they've rallied back up to about that same level. There is some supply, plenty of overhead supply evident on the chart. So I'm thinking in terms of probably doing that, but I'll do it on a baby steps basis and hope that, in other words, establish an initial position, hope that they rally a little bit further, and enabling me to add couple of more positions. On the other hand, if they were to fall back down sharply, well, I'd just probably jam in a in the money stop and perhaps take the profit. U.S. Treasuries, I'm interested in shorting those again, but I'll not rush this because the chart pattern overall looks fairly firm, and so that could hold up a little better in here, or at least I'm hoping it does. I'd like to see it push a little further ahead, get well and truly overextended, and then I'd be more tempted to short. Now, excuse me. Big action in here today on euro dollar. I put up a dollar index chart, but I'll illustrate the euro dollar tomorrow. It's currently up 91 cents at 123.74. So this is another breakout from this ranging recovery, upside breakout from this ranging gradual recovery that we've been getting. Inevitably, this will start to generate interest once again. And I've been saying, you know, I thought that the euro would gradually move higher. I've been saying for a number of weeks now that the dollar's rally was over. And certainly we have accumulating technical evidence of that, but I'm not tempted to go in and trade this euro dollar. I mean, if I did, as you know, I'd be long the euro against the dollar. But I'm not overly tempted by this, partly because U.S. interest rates are moving up, and also because someone was saying to me today that if we got up over 125, that he would consider opening a position, but I pointed out, you know, well, you're not that far away from the bleat factor in terms of various politicians within Euroland and corporate types who would come in and protest over the strength of the euro. I'm sure we'll see that again. So I'm not awfully interested in that. I'm much more interested in playing things that will benefit from a softer dollar, and it's certainly improved sentiment towards the supply inelasticity trades. Now, some of these had pretty good moves in here today, with big gains in copper today, closing up at 125.35 on the September contract, U.S. contract, and lead, which I'm still holding, that's up 24 in here today. The nickel has just been powering ahead day after day in here. So again, as I say, definite evidence of hedge fund activity going back into those markets. Orange juice, that's sort of ranged around in a 90 cent range here, or 0.9 of a cent, I should say, and closed up a tenth of a cent at 67.85. So I'm still holding that with a trailing stop. The high on the day was 68.40, so it hasn't left a whole lot of tail on there, but I would expect to be out of that quite soon, unless I get lucky and it spikes for some reason. But I haven't seen any reason for that other than the predictable short covering and then that citrus canker story in Australia, the first time they've seen citrus canker in 11 years. You know, that's that nasty disease that causes the fruit to fall off. We'll all hope not to contract that ourselves. Elsewhere, oil down a bit today, 60 cents as I speak, and that's helped the tone in stock markets a little bit. I'm wondering if I should have sold my natural gas yesterday or this morning, but I've still got that and I'm protected with an in-the-money stop, although really when I've been stopped out of those in-the-money stops, it's been a modest gain, and whereas the good gains have all been when I've anticipated and said, no, this is looking a little bit too good, I'll just pull it out because it's a ranging pattern overall. So, no doubt we'll have more interesting developments tomorrow, and well, they happen just about every day, don't they? All the best.